Just a few words of introduction and context. As you are aware, on April the 28th, that is 2/8, a number of our young people will be confirmed at the cathedral. And we're looking forward to that day, a grand day for the parish. And by God's grace, we'll all be there. And as we've been praying and preparing, and the preparation that has taken place occurred within a certain context of the deanery, where we collaborated with two other parishes to have a combined preparation. And this was a mobile confirmation class. And so I won't say any more about it, because I'm sure that our young people will tell you about their experiences. And it will flow. We're going to go by alphabetical order, by first name, and it will just flow. And so we ask you to listen and pray and keep these young people in your prayers. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Amina. Happy Sunday. I would just like to say, confirmation, what does it mean? To me, confirmation is a way of becoming closer to God. It is the end of one journey, but the beginning of another. In the confirmation preparation, we experienced many things. For example, the convent. In January, we spent the night at the Sisters of St. John the Divine Convent. During this time, we ate meals in silence, went to church 4 times a day, acted out the Gospel of Mark, and also had some bonding time as a group. This brought us all closer to God by showing us how present He is in our lives and others. Confirmation shows us the 7 gifts. The gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear, and fear of the Lord. This is only the beginning of the things God shows us, because the point of confirmation is to become a more faithful Christian. By being a faithful Christian, you give back to the church. But what people don't usually notice is that the churches make such a big difference in our communities. An example of this would be the food banks. The church runs a food bank. And during our confirmation preparation, we got to experience what the church did for the food bank. They showed us how they interacted with the people. So what they would do is, when the people were waiting for the food, they would go and sit down and have conversations with them, showing the people that somebody actually cares about how their week was, and that for some people, it's the only time they can actually talk the whole week, because some of them don't have anyone to talk to. This was an amazing experience, and I am happy to say that I got to experience it. God bless.
Hello, my name is Cameron, and I've been to most of the confirmation sessions. And I thought that generally what we learned and what we experienced during the whole process was very interesting. For example, the convent, we got to see how the sisters there lived, and we had some things that we previously thought about the convent. Maybe that might have changed our view as to how we saw the convent and the sisters as a whole. And I thought that the whole going to the church and going to the sessions multiple times a day was very interesting. And we did have a lot of meaningful discussions regarding to Christianity and God, and I thought that was a very good experience. And we also saw the large church downtown, and I thought that going there and learning about the history of that cathedral was very good, in that we learned when it was built, we learned its significance to the local community, and I thought that was a very enriching experience. And And honestly, a lot of the things that we experience in the confirmation sessions, the confirmation classes, for example, our latest one, in which we discussed Christianity and we discussed the meaning of spirituality, and we also discussed the meaning of what it means to be a member of the church and what it means to be a member of the community, and we related that to texts in the Bible. And I thought that generally that was a very good experience. So overall, I feel that these confirmation classes were a very good experience, and it helps a lot of people get closer to God. Thank you.
During our confirmation preparation, we were all given the opportunity to visit a food bank at the Anglican Church of the Ascension in Don Mills last November, St. John's Convent for an overnight visit in January, and St. James Cathedral in February. And they're all really great places to visit, as they all provided a different experience and perspective on what it means to be a Christian. And going to places like the food bank and the convent were especially good, as they're all connected to the Gospel of Mark. Throughout the Gospel of Mark, it talks a lot about worship and giving, which is an important part of confirmation. At the food bank, we got to help the group of people who sort through the food, which is then given to the people who came in to receive it. And by working with a group of people who are so selfless and giving, I really felt that I was doing a good thing. Since it's not something I would normally do just with myself or my family, I'm happy that I was able to do it with a confirmation group. And overall, the entire food bank visit was probably the best part for me, because I really felt like I was being a better person, knowing that I was doing something solely just for someone else. And one of the other things I really liked about the confirmation process was that staying at the convent for a night, it was something I've never done before, and it gave me a very new and different experience. And one of the things I liked the most about that was that you're supposed to stay quiet and peaceful when you're doing most things. The great thing about the peacefulness is that not only that you don't need to talk to anyone, but it gives you more time for yourself where you can reflect and think about whatever you want. I found I enjoyed it so much because these days we're always rushing around, talking to people, and we seem to never get a time to slow down and think for ourselves for a minute. And that's what the convent let us do. So that was another great place to visit during the confirmation process. These visits gave me different insights on what it means to be on a Christian and giving time for self-reflection and prayer. And throughout these experiences, I've become more aware of the importance of confirmation and what it means to be a follower of Christ. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Peter, and I'd like to sort of start with a little bit of a confession. So I'm going to confess that for some years I've been somewhat out of touch with Christianity and Anglicanism. It wasn't something I really thought about much, and church was simply a place that I'd visit with my family on some Sundays. And so when my mom started talking to my brother and I about getting confirmed as Anglicans, I didn't really know if the confirmation would mean anything to me, because I'd gone for quite some time without thinking about church or God. However, now having experienced much of my confirmation and having the chance to learn again about the many different facets of Anglicanism and through the many different trips we've been on, I have a much clearer understanding of my place as an Anglican. Speaking with Father Leonard and the other organizers of the confirmation has given me a new interest in Christian teachings and the different aspects of the church. I particularly enjoyed the visit to the food bank, where we helped distribute that food to those in need. It's interesting to see how we can help our communities. It was very different to not just talk about and discuss Christianity, but to see what we can actually do as members of the church and take part in something in person and really try to make a difference in the community. In contrast, the night that we spent at the convent made for a good time of quiet reflection, and really brought me out of the hustle and bustle of everyday life and let me think about my Christian experience. All the time that I've spent with the other confirmation youth and all the learning that we've done has truly brought me closer to God, and contrary to what I may have originally thought, I'm very happy for this chance I've been given to be confirmed.